I would say never hesitate and never doubt that. If you have a concern for somebody, they need to know that you care about them and that you are concerned. There's definitely a myth that, you know, that talking about suicide can cause suicide, and that is so wrong.
You know, when it comes to depression, a lot of people don't realize that it is a disease like any other disease. It's a horrible disease, but why can't we talk about it? We can talk about cancer or diabetes, but we can't talk about depression. There's a huge stigma.
Yeah, well, and I think what does make sense is that there are existing stigmas, and so it's difficult to be the pioneer in talking about a diagnosis that you may have or a family member may have. But the hope is by having those conversations, mm-hmm. we let people know that it's okay, and there doesn't have to be that stigma. But it can be intimidating to be the one that kind of opens up and maybe is the first person to talk about that in your circle of family and friends.
Janelle, if someone's listening right now and they are depressed, what would you say to them?
Here in Idaho, we now have an Idaho Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The number for that is 1-800-273-TALK. Again, it's 1-800-273-TALK. And that's a toll-free number that anyone can call and have someone that they can talk to. The main message is that there is hope, and we hope that you can reach out to these resources and find something that works for you.
And Lori, can you tell us about the Survivor Support Group?
Definitely want to let people know that there is a Survivor Support Group that is the third Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. at the Episcopal Church of the Ascension, 371 Eastland Drive North. That group has become so special to so many people, families that are able to share their experiences and actually help each other heal. So that's something that our fan group is very proud of.